So about 5 years ago, I got an email, and it said, titled, Run Across Congo. For some reason, I got excited about that, and I opened the email. And it was an organization raising funds to support a group that was going to run 7 marathons in 7 days across Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to raise awareness and support for coffee growers in the region. I thought my dream has come true. So some of you may have heard about Congo and think conflict, war, Ebola, the rape capital of the world. But when I hear Congo, I think of my second home, where I've been living and working for the past 30 years when I first arrived when I was 20 years old as a Peace Corps volunteer who knew nothing. Beautiful sunsets, amazing rumba music, and the best sense of humor people in the world. And then you may not know now, back in the day I was a runner. And I did run ultramarathons. And so I have run 50 miles in a day, so I thought it sounded reasonable to run 7 marathons in 7 days. So if you don't know what that means, that's 26.2 miles a day, 183.4 miles in 7 days, to be precise. And then the third thing was coffee. I often say the last thing I think about when I go to sleep is my cup of coffee in the morning. So it was like everything I love. So they weren't contacting me to run the race. They were contacting me for money. But I decided that they should let me run the race. So I did my best. I'm a nurse. I know Congo. I speak French. I'll be useful. And they said, okay, it's 3 months away. Raise $15,000, pay your own way, and you're in. I think they thought they could get rid of me. So because I have good friends and family, I raised $15,000, put my money in, and met them in Congo. I'd never met any of these people before. I found out it was 9 women. That should tell you something. 9 women, because we may be the only people in the world that would do this, were there, and we were going to run 7 marathons in 7 days. So we started. But as we started, they said, Nancy, we weren't able to get a healthcare provider. So since you're a nurse, we have this box here of pills and whatnot, so if there are any problems, you'll take care of that, right? And they said, oh, we've never been to Africa, much less Congo, and none of us know French, so you'll translate as well. So I didn't want to be a pain and, you know, complain early on. So I said, sure, that seems reasonable. So off we go. Day one, it was that adrenaline, you know, it carries you through. The community was very supportive. The children were running beside us. It was fabulous. Day two, we got up similar. Day three, the organizers, I just want to tell the women in the room, the organizers were men, said to us, we think this is going to be a hard next 2 days because we're going to go from the plateau in Congo to the mountains, which, okay, so we've already run 2 marathons. Let's run up a mountain. So off we go, and we get to the hill, and I hear the race coordinator saying that we're going to go visit a hospital and visit raped women. And I thought, what does this have to do with coffee and running? And so I went and found him, and I asked him, I'm like, what is this visit about? And he said, well, and you have to think, I didn't realize this, but this was a serious fundraiser. There was videos being made and cameras and all these pictures being taken, which was bothersome because I don't look my best when I've run 26 miles. So I said, what is this about? And he said, well, we're going to go visit the raped women, and we're going to talk with them, and we're going to listen to them. And I said to them, you know, I've been working here a long time, and I know there's a lot of myths and a lot of interest in raped women here in Congo, but my Congolese colleagues always told me that it's the white people coming to look at the zoo of our raped women. And so it was very hard for me to see that this was a good thing. And I explained to them, I said, imagine Johns Hopkins Hospital. There were raped women that had been assaulted and they were in the hospital, that we would get a crowd together to go visit them and take pictures. We would never do that in America. He agreed with me, and I said, why would we do that here? I didn't break through. They went ahead and did it. I refused to go. It didn't go well from then on. I made him mad. By day 5, I had giardia. I was dealing with a panic attack from one of my fellow runners, almost a heat stroke from another, vomiting. And giardia is a bugger of a bug. It's one of those things that cause diarrhea. So I was frequently, there's no bathrooms, by the way. There's no rest stops. So I was in the bushes a lot. So I wasn't at my best. And I said to him, please don't make us go to visit the governor on this 5th day, because you don't want to make this political. Because this is an election year in Congo, and if we make it political, this could cause problems for me in the sense that I work with colleagues here, and people know who I am. If they see video of this, it could cause problems for my colleagues because they'll see it as political. Again, I couldn't get through. So you know how we had this intense exchange? I was very upset afterwards. He wasn't listening to me, and we were running, and I was telling him this isn't okay. The group is not doing okay. We need to get off this main road. We need some time. We're breaking down mentally and physically. It's day 5. And he ignored me. So you know on radios and TVs, when people say bad words, they beep you out. Beep. Imagine just one long beep. For about 5 minutes. That's what I said to him. That didn't go well either. So we finished. We did it. But day 5, I hated myself. I hated myself for being involved in this. This isn't what I care about. This isn't who I am. Raped women, you know, political. This is not the work that I do. I don't want this video to be shown. I was embarrassed. And just embarrassed. And but then I had this, I've got to finish. I've raised money. I can't go home saying I quit. So I finished. I dipped my toe in Lake Kivu with everybody else. I went behind. I found a young man. Paid him $200 to take me in his taxi back to Bukavu to my friends in Bukavu. Oddly, when I walked in, they didn't applaud me because they knew all along what was. They'd seen many people come to raise money for coffee to help them, but never asked them what they needed. And I was now part of that. I was embarrassed. So the matriarch of the family that I've worked with for so many years said to me, so what'd you get for running 7 marathons and 7 days across Congo? And I looked at her. I'm a little bit of a smartass. And I said, T-shirt. And she said, so you almost killed yourself for a T-shirt? Thank you.